probing dark matter with strong gravitational lensing through an effective density slope, by Atink Kagan Sengel et al. Many dark matter, DM, models that are consistent with current cosmological data show differences in the predicted sub-halo mass function, especially at subgalactic scales, where observations are challenging due to the inefficiency of star formation. Strong gravitational lensing has been shown to be a useful tool for detecting dark low mass sub-halos through perturbations in lensing arcs, therefore allowing the testing of different DM scenarios. However, measuring the total mass of a perturber from strong lensing data is challenging. Over- or underestimating perturber masses can lead to incorrect inferences about the nature of DM. In this paper, we argue that inferring an effective slope of the dark matter density profile, which is the power law slope of perturbers at intermediate radii, where we expect the perturber to have the largest observable effect, is a promising way to circumvent these challenges. Using N-body simulations, we show that sub-halo populations under different DM scenarios differ in their effective density slope distributions. Using realistic mocks of Hubble Space Telescope observations of strong lensing images, we show that the effective density slope of perturbers can be robustly measured with high enough accuracy to discern between different models. We also present our measurement of the effective density slope gamma equals 1.96 plus 0.12 minus 0.12 for the perturber in JVASB 1938 plus 666, which we find to be a 2 sigma outlier of the cold dark matter scenario. More measurements of this kind are needed to be able to draw robust conclusions about the nature of dark matter. This was probing dark matter with strong gravitational lensing through an effective density slope, by Atink Kagan Sengel et al.